This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is the Random Order Show, 127.
It's your boy Jay Richards, man. Amen. I'm in here. B-Baby Train the building. Trevon
Richards.
What's
going on, man?
Locked in.
Locked in.
We got my man Shell Sebastian.
What up?
I don't know what the f*** that was.
That works.
I mean, get a redo.
This is the Random Order Show, 127.
It's your boy Jay Richards, man. Amen. I'm in here. B-Baby Train the building. Trevon
What's
Richards.
What's going on, man?
Locked in.
This is my man Shell Sebastian. Good place to be.
Amen. Hey, man. What up, man?
Yes, sir.
Listen, man, we got a very red-hot swell episode on our hands. We covered many cutting-edge topics, going on tiny planes, professional whip scraps. We asked each other, what's your plat count? Again, the living life smacked at it. If my animal could speak. And of course, man, we had to wrap it all up with the ring
camera video of the week.
Amen.
Yeah.
Listen, man, www.randomorder.org. We got some red-hot selects for you on there, man. Red-hot tees.
Drugs. Give me something, J. Keys.
Turned up, all.
Trust me, bear ratings.
J-Unit. 100.
Birdman.
Not done yet.
I knew something over there feel right.
Birdman.
These are eagles.
Birdman.
Strapped with missiles.
Bird gang.
To the net.
Something like a vampire.
Holy.
J. Keys. The one and only.
We locked in.
Look at him, man. Look at him work.
I heard that man got insurance on his fingers.
That's Pete.
J. Keys and his
body. Yes, oh, shit. I ain't realize we was recording.
Yeah.
That's just me on my recreation.
Yeah. Yes.
Amen. Man. Oh, man. We back locked in, man.
Uh-huh.
Back,
you know what I'm saying? We always locked in.
Never locked out.
Mm-mm.
Might have got a beat down from a little candlestick. Amen. If you will. Yes, sir.
I ain't get the memo to bring another fit.
Mm. Shit, man. Did you meet again? You know what I mean? Cozy for the evening.
Mm.
Little sweater.
Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Shout out to them Faze boys too, man.
Yeah.
Big collabo right though.
Yeah,
man.
For real. Yeah.
Beautiful to see. They're killing it, man. It's like every week. Sebastian, I said, it's every week. It's Disney. It's OVO. Yeah. It's beautiful is what it is, man.
I was just saying,
shout
man. I like moves,
guys, man.
I like moves
man.
And ideas.
Make moves, man.
And deals. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a good move right there.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
When something makes sense, it's. You know what I'm saying?
It just is what it is.
It is what it is.
Amen.
It is what it is, man. Yeah.
Man, what you got? With my toilet paper, man. What's this? Coming at me a certain way, man.
Nah, it's not even like that.
You would like that.
It was kind of like that, man. You know what I mean? I just got a certain pressing. I just wasn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I just feel like that's just me doing my due diligence.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? I went into the restroom and I grabbed the paper and I was like, wait, what the fuck?
For the rest of it.
I felt like I got paper for real. I was like, what is this, man? It's one ply shit. What's that about?
Is it one though?
We might got the one ply in there. Yeah, single ply.
Damn.
Yeah. It's not really my choice. I'm more of a 2-3.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
You know what I'm saying? The reasonable. That's the civilized.
Yeah,
two,
that's,
three.
Yeah. That's the range you should be in.
2-3.
Everyone deserves a 2-3. I think 4-5 is pushing it.
That's luxury.
Cool. We just came off the 4-5s.
Mm.
Oh, for real.
The bare joints.
I didn't know you was doing the 5s.
Yeah, we tested it out. Like I said, I'm typically in 2-3.
Shit, you go with Charmin?
We checked out the bare joint. It was unnecessary cloggings.
Yeah, five is gonna be crazy. Yeah, yeah.
But this is the thing though, like, cause I catch myself too, like, you know what I mean?
Doing the rap.
You don't really need that much.
No, you don't. Just one square.
So it's not the ply. It's part you too. You grabbing too much.
Yeah, I didn't know. You know what I mean? I didn't understand the power of the ply.
Right.
Yeah. No. That's, right. Oh. You got to understand the power of the ply.
Real talk.
Real talk. Yeah. I was about to say, you said something very important. You said that's you. You got to know yourself. When I feel that ply right around my fingertips, I know not to do too much.
I know not to do too much.
Yeah, but I done been there where I done clocked some shit. And like, for some reason, honestly, I was just that kid where, okay, you know what I mean, TMI, I was a kid. What? Yeah, I was a kid. I was just using the bathroom. I had a heavier load, if you will.
You have your flow.
I had a heavier flow. I don't think we could take that.
It was flowing. Yeah.
Truth, yeah. It flew out. So I was capable of big things, you feel me? And I always clogged toilets as a kid.
Right.
And I remember, like, I can literally tell you two different stories. One that you definitely know. Yo, Bridget.
Yo, you're not supposed to air my shit out. Nigga. I was ready to come out. Oh, okay. I just aired myself. So, nigga, I used to struggle with the same shit, if you will.
He tried to protect himself quick. No, man. I'm saying the story of us moving into Monaco. First thing we did, God rest her soul, man. Beautiful Auntie Reese came to visit her.
Came to see us, man. New house. You heard the Richards were on the bigger things.
Yeah,
little
man.
Come up, little, bro, you know what I mean?
If it wasn't for her, like, you know, we wouldn't even be born in Canada. So real it's talk. Like, this is a stepping stone of like, all right, they left the apartment.
Amen.
My fault.
Amen.
Yeah.
Shout out 17 Nights Bridge.
I was there.
Pissy hallways, man.
Pissy hallways.
Real talk.
Yeah, man. So anyways, she's seen us come up, bro, and you know what I mean? It's a sunny day. I remember, I just had to, air something out. But I was so excited. And this is where you ruined the kid's dream.
This is where you ruined. Hold on, I don't remember this part. What?
This is where.
God damn.
You take something from a kid.
Right.
Moving to a new apartment, bro. We had, in our apartment, we had one bathroom. If you're lucky, we could use our parents. When did you?
No, that's luxury. Yeah, hell no.
Luxury, bro. They had pink walls. Our shit was white. We had three bathrooms now. I'm like, yo, I can choose where to do this?
Real talk.
Upstairs. I'm here. Yeah.
I was on the main floor already, so I said, whatever.
This is where it's going down.
How Monica was
the main
like,
one.
It's the main floor, what?
Main bathroom.
I'm it's the main, main nigga. Event. Like, yo, I'm doing this shit, man.
That's fair.
This is the main event.
That's fair.
When did we move to Monaco?
I remember specifically 50 just dropped in the club.
03. So that would make me?
But nah.
8, 9. Anyways, man, I used the bathroom in there and I just didn't pop the window. Again, I'm a kid from an apartment. I don't know about
aromatics and airflow and shit. Nigga.
I don't know about airflow.
Gotta take a shiz, nigga. That's it. Real talk.
9-year-old taking the shiz, man. Like, I remember when I opened that door. Richie was
fucking
dog. The whole crib dank, man. I think
it's the main.
Yeah,
it's like, the main. It was the front entrance.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It was the first thing
right at the door.
Dog, but I think I had the door open for a minute. Again, I'm a kid and learn these things.
Right.
Close the door, fan, open the window, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. My poor Aunt Richie had to come over.
See the Oldsmobile pulling up, hitting the drivers.
Right after he took his shit, she pulled up.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
And she was just like, oh, man, what a sweetheart. She just didn't say anything. We couldn't deny that fucking
reek. Couldn't deny it, bro. It was just awkward. It was something in the air, all right.
I was there.
Man, multiple occasions, man. I figured it out though, but so I had my situations with plot. Just bringing it back, man. Yeah. But
Man, how many plies do plies ply with? How many plies ply?
Five ply. There's five letters in this word. Yeah.
You think? Mm-hmm. You think you're a five ply man?
I'm gonna give him a five.
I feel like we gotta ask him.
Yeah, if I ever see him.
If we ever get a chance to meet him.
Yeah, for sure.
Plies, I gotta know.
Or someone out there, if you meet him first,
ask him.
What's your ply count, ply? Maybe we just make this a TikTok and.
That's how he gets it.
My day can be ruined with one ply, I will say.
Yeah. I haven't experienced one ply in a little minute still.
I've had bad experience. I don't like to use a bathroom outside of my house. I don't even like to use it at my friend's house. I probably would never even use it here, just out of respect.
I don't want to be a pest. Like, I'm a, you know what I mean?
Fucking pest. If it was crazy.
If it was crazy, then my friend has to understand.
I'll let you know, though. I'll tell you.
Because y'all could rock.
I know you would feel okay with it.
First off, whenever someone takes their hand out their pocket to go like this, they mean what they say. Just know that. Life lesson.
My homies, y'all.
Do what y'all want to do, man. But you know what I mean? There comes a time when you're outside and you're like, okay, we got to do this. And it's always the one ply on the road. It's just not soothing, man.
Yeah, but they're not trying to have you shit in there.
No, but it's reasons as to why I don't like the ply.
Right, yeah.
Because I know where you're going.
It links you to that experience.
You know what I mean?
Okay, word.
Like if anybody's like using that in these dirty, nasty fucking bathrooms, they're disgusting. If anybody has to use these, it's an emergency.
Yeah.
It's big news.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They deserve at least a 3-ply.
Yeah.
The 1-ply is crazy. You got an emergency, you dealing with this fucking film, nigga. Barely toilet paper.
But when you get more plies, do you be kind of like conservative with it, or you just still run it?
Yeah,
I learned the hard way. Yeah, you got to
conservative.
You got to conserve real tough.
You know, I've been in there for a little bit now. I did.
Hold on, you TP watching, partner?
I did.
He TP watching. He watching the toilet paper.
But only because I know I feel it. So I'm like, this is good shit. And then I looked under. I didn't realize that it was where the washing machine was at. So I looked underneath, and I'm like, "Oh, ain't no more here." Because I would keep it underneath the sink. Yes. Most people do that.
Yeah.
So let me just, you know. So I took a shit.
Nice.
Yeah, I took a shit.
In my crib.
Yeah, at your crib. I did.
That's what's up, man.
If I'm staying days, then I'm not gonna ask.
I know what we eating.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Exactly. So, you know, I go with the TP and I wipe, and it was clean. And I felt like, damn, I wasted a 5-ply. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, as long as you enjoyed it.
I felt like damn, when I flush it, it was like a memorial.
I thought you were watching like how much toilet paper I was using.
No, once I found it, I was like,
You thought he was watching your roll?
Yeah, I thought he was like saying, yo, I just seen this roll yesterday. It do be going quick.
It do go quick. I'm going to say that.
Nigga, man.
That's what's up. Fair is fair.
Take as much as you need.
Man, yeah.
Toronto type of nigga, but he's courteous though, because he'd be like, you gotta get in.
Yes.
Want to go first?
I said, you need anything in here?
I always ask, you got a bunch of teeth and shit.
Trust me, do that first. The last topic of that, all right? I remember this is one time I really had to use the bathroom, and I had a choice. I was in my room. I was in Japan, and I had a choice to do it in the hotel room.
Where you're staying.
Yeah.
For the sink?
Whoa. No. Where did you get that from?
How many? Okay, good.
Nah, okay. Let me break this down. In Japan, they didn't really tell me that the hotel sizes were hamster sizes. Like, for real, like, maybe one hotel room is like 50 square feet.
Damn.
Including the bathroom. Remember I told you, I'm like, this fucking bed is so small. Feet hanging off. Like,
you didn't see the images?
Nowhere to put. The images look beautiful. But that's just how they rocking it.
Square footage was undisclosed?
No, undisclosed.
Oh, shit. Just come on down.
Bro, I wouldn't have got that. Like, it was crazy. No windows. No windows too. The AC's weird. You know when you travel far, like certain places, like this hotel was, maybe I just chose a bad hotel.
And it had a fan?
It had a fan, but it was one of those joke things.
Joker fans. Okay.
Straight joke things.
Just noise.
Noise. It just does. It's just hot. I had to run cold water in hopes that I'd
cool the place down.
You know, something, bro. So I had to do something. I'm just like, yeah, honestly, I don't want to do in this room. I'm going to go explore. Let me check out the hotel. Let me see what kind of bathrooms they got here. Whatever. To this day, man, the most peaceful, beautiful, exquisite experiences ever.
Nice.
Wow.
On the fucking, 80th floor.
Nice.
All glass bathroom. It's in the nighttime. You see it down the hallway. It's like glass, black doors that you can't see on the other side. Whole city view. And I'm looking. I'm like, there's no way. This is perfect. I open the door. Fucking see.
Welcome, Trevon.
It like sinks in a little bit. Like, cheeks go. Damn, it cups me perfectly.
Yo, it was beautiful, man.
Damn,
beautiful.
That's
whole city view while I was doing my thing.
Nice.
Seat warmer. It was a bidet. I didn't use a bidet at the time because I was new to it. Beautiful. I didn't even plant the toilet paper down. I said, yo, this is clean.
Yeah. This is it. Yeah. Wow.
That's beautiful. It's beautiful. Those, it's those moments, man.
Beautiful,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
You got to cherish those moments. Real
nice.
Talk.
Nice. Thank
you.
For real.
Damn, how long you spent on that?
Oh, I was in there for like an hour, dude. Dog, I was not leaving, bro. It was just so nice. And they had the jazz music playing.
Your limbs weren't numb and shit.
No. Perfect height.
Nice.
Perfect height.
Nice. Great angle.
Your knee. Perfect. I know you have a troubled knee, no?
Perfect height.
That's what's up.
I'm telling you guys.
Love that.
Hella leg space.
Nice.
I promise you, if we ever go to Japan, we go back to, I know exactly where it is. Exactly. It's a rooftop bar. Nice. That's why they steezed it up a little bit.
Mm. Trevon, did you cut your beard?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it looks smaller, man.
A little bit. Yeah, I cut it down.
Nice. What was that? Nice. Why?
I'll just line myself up and say, I'm just going to cut some off.
Take a bite.
I figure I'm always inside, so you can really like notice it. And it was getting long. And I'm like, yo, fuck, what do you even want to do with this?
Yeah.
Looks so annoying.
It's a good opportunity to reshape your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen talks about this.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, really? That's very true. You can shape your face.
Mm. Yeah.
Get that chisel you always wanted.
I can go V. I can straight V on them.
Because I'm kind of baby chin. You know the shape of your chin?
I don't know. I'm afraid to find out sometimes.
You got a good chin.
Yeah, I got a great chin.
You squared up.
Yeah.
That's form right there.
Thank you.
That's a form, man.
You got to respect a good chin.
Yeah.
It's going to get better, though. I'm going
That's what's up. You ever see them bites and chew them chin bites? Them chin.
What's a chin bite?
The chin exerciser?
No.
You ever seen that shit?
No.
Come on, Sheldon.
Nah, I haven't.
Y'all remember the crimson chin?
Yeah. For sure.
It was definitely bully when people called someone a crimson chin in school.
Neck and jawline exerciser, double chin
reducer. Oh, it makes your jaw stronger?
Hell yeah, more chiseled up. Look at the science.
Them niggas doing that.
Shit's legit, bro.
What?
Them niggas doing that slap shit probably be on this.
Yeah.
Getting chinned up.
Yeah, getting chinned
up. Before the big game.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy that we kind of mentioned that and now it's like a big, big thing?
Mm-hmm.
Like now I'm like, bro, this was like a hidden underground thing. So I mean, congrats. I guess I'm getting.
Because it's been around.
Yeah, it's been around.
Damn. I remember laughing at those videos.
Why would you do this?
Niggas are improving their chins across the nation.
Wow.
For chiseled jaws?
Wow.
That's what's up. I can respect that, though, man.
Yeah, I do. I could.
Yeah.
Good. Some people just have chiseled jaws,
man. Thing, man. I remember I saw this girl. I watched a vlog of this girl do jaw surgery. So she did, like, a whole thing, like, going, getting it, recovery, da-da-da-da. And it was crazy because in the end, she didn't like it.
Oh, God.
Bro, she did, like, a thing and, like, saw that her jaw was out of line and...
Nigga, I'll be back at the hospital with my crooked jaw.
Yeah. On the fucking ass. Bro. I did the ointment. No, I'm not. That's the thing about surgery, man. You're not putting me to sleep. I'm
I gotta
sorry,
be over your shoulder,
bro.
Like, hey.
What you doing with my spleen,
symmetry,
brother?
Man? Symmetry.
Not even that. I went somewhere totally different, man. Like, leave that kidney alone.
Where you at? My bad. I thought you said you went to El Salvador for that shit.
No, I'm just saying any hospital they put you to sleep, someone can have a back door just saying, listen, you're this top doctor.
Real fast.
Give me a kidney, man. They're going for 20. They're going for a quarter key.
No, you're right. And what can you do? You gotta watch as a spirit, nigga. Just watch them take your shit.
Like, damn,
you motherfuckers watching on gain consciousness, nigga.
Fuck you up.
I wonder if you could be like, yo, I need my partner in the.
What y'all doing right now?
What's that shit?
It's a knee surgery. Why are you in his back?
Man, I wonder if niggas go under for like just serious tattoos. Like, I just can't take the pain, but I want this badass fucking tat.
Yeah, they
full
do.
Full body.
They
do. You think so?
They do. 100%. 100%.
Anesthesia. Really?
If you're going like a full like a chest.
Like, really?
Full, you go across like, your shit? Chest and stomach?
You just. Yeah. You wake up, nigga. You want to fuck, nigga?
Bear key, motherfucker. Screaming. Yeah, Japanese people like the tattoo, like their ass, like straight down to their feet.
Yakuza
like,
the
full
vibes.
Yeah,
so I respect that shit.
I imagine if they're doing that one shot, you're going to sleep.
One shot?
But I don't know because, like, I feel like Japan and Japanese culture, even Chinese culture, like, there's pride in the pain, you know? There's pride in the process.
Yeah.
And, like, getting that is, like, just as important as how it looks.
This detail, dude.
How do you, like, in there? Like,
you gotta put me asleep for that.
Yeah, you might.
He needs your support to, like, hold yourself up.
Yeah,
he's gonna be, like, folding you up like a turkey, nigga.
Bro, I'd just be ready. I would camouflage or something. Oh, that's tough. I respect it. That's a lot of ink.
That's a lot, bro.
Like, I just think about how much ointment you're gonna need.
Full body Vaseline, just a tub of
minute?
Literally, I put myself in a tote.
Man, you brought up the slapping shit, motherfucker.
Yeah, fuck.
That's crazy. It's kind of, you know what I mean? I'm almost embarrassed by humanity sometimes. I'm like, this is what we've come to? Niggas just smacking the shit out of each other?
To me, I thought UFC was the top. I thought this is enough.
Yeah.
Bare knuckle boxing. I'm seeing blood. I'm seeing.
This is like almost worse.
This is worse. Yeah, this is worse.
Stand right there.
No defense.
No defense. Just eat a fucking slap. Just eat it. Like,
in your mouth.
Bro, like, I don't know. To me, both mans are losers, if you ask me. Like, it's not impressive to me you could take a slap. That's not impressive.
Whoever put this fight together is the winner here.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Fuck you. Yeah,
nigga. Smack ourselves.
Let me sign you. Throw him a little six stack. Fucking knocked out.
Yeah.
Backhand. You got a backhand and shit.
It's up to you. It's however you want to do it, I think.
I'd put some dust on the floor, 360 swing, and tell the security guard to spin me. I gotta get creative.
A little slingshot.
I watched one where the bro, he got slapped, and he's like, because there's a crowd there. So he gets slapped, and he's like, eat that. And he's just like, hyping up to the crowd, and I'm like,
nah, man.
it's still powder on your face. And I bet you because that's such a new, not a new thing, but like it's like newly getting big, you probably don't get a lot of money.
Oh, hell no. I think
the reviews and the ratings, it could be a slime of game.
It could.
Oh, hell yeah.
It got to get
like a lot of games.
Yeah.
You paying anyone anything? How much y'all making?
Y'all putting on the show for free?
That's whips. I stumbled on another league.
A league.
It's a whole thing, man. Yeah, it's official.
Oh, my God. I see this shit.
Wait, what?
Whip scraps, man.
They're fighting in the whip.
It's whip wrestling.
It's technique, though. Yeah, it's a technique.
He's fighting.
Bro, I'm standing up. It's back into the roof.
What kind of car is that?
Mini Cooper, is it?
Is it?
That's a Mini Cooper? Oh, Toyota.
Oh,
wait,
he put the seat,
oh, you could use the whip.
Oh, nice.
Can I use the seatbelt?
Whatever.
Oh, he's standing up.
Oh, he's
the worst enemy.
Wait, when does this come on?
I've. I love and you gotta take off your seatbelt.
Yeah. That's probably the first thing you would do.
I love. It's like jump ball.
Yeah.
The ref should be in the trunk. I don't feel safe with him. I don't feel safe with him in the back. I mean, in the side right
outside.
There.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no, that's definitely interesting.
Yeah, that's something else, man. Goddamn.
Oh, man, let's check this one out.
See, Zaytoven, that's my name. I've been f***ing him forever.
Soldier. Did they echo the yell? Did you echo the yell? Who's responsible for the
I'm trying to help my boy out because there's no way he meant what he said.
Run that back real quick.
See, Zaytoven, that's my I've been f***ing him forever.
Yeah. What do you mean by that?
Maybe there's a whiff that got lost and muddied up. I've been effing with him forever.
He didn't have enough space and he's just like, yo, just let's. They don't know what I mean by this.
Shave a word. Do you think Zaytoven was involved in the.
He made the beat.
You know, don't be like, hey, man, you can't be doing that on my songs, man. I worked hard on this one. That's how you go start off.
I did. I have a dilemma.
What the hell's that?
So, you know, we in the O. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
People catch on, we're in the O, and I get certain DMs. Someone DMs me and says, hey, Trey, been a fan forever, and you know what I mean? Just nice to see you here. It's time for me to open my arms. Says, like, yeah, I fly a plane. Like one of them 2-3-seater planes that we'd be seeing.
That's an interesting hookup, man.
He said, I got a plane. He said, let me take you for a ride.
Whoa, he raised you up.
He raised me.
He raised
How
you
many
up,
air miles still? He got, man?
I don't know, but that boy, it, like, videos of him whipping his plane.
Nice.
And What's I up? Thought about it, man. I'm afraid.
Go.
Little planes, man. I don't know about little planes. You always see them little planes on highways and shit. Getting down, you know what I mean? Getting down.
Yeah,
shit,
right.
It's kind of falling down.
It is kind of sketchy, actually. You don't even know.
You don't
even
know.
The private jets, which are bigger than little baby planes.
Mm-hmm. Private jets, yeah. Monkeying,
You know what I mean?
This is just a 2-seater plane. Like, I'm going across the country.
But it could be magical, man.
I'm enticed, yeah.
Yeah, you know I bet what I'm saying?
You get to wear these.
It would probably get me. I'm not going.
It's the only reason why I want to go.
So I've been thinking about aviation.
No particular reason.
Nah, I don't know, man. I think I'm afraid still. I feel like I'd have to chill with him for... If you're watching it, we're going to have to chill for like 2 months, bro.
Yeah, I was about to...
Yeah.
We're going to have to go to the gym and shit.
Yeah,
we're gonna, I got to know
take
what
me
you
out
eat.
To dinner and shit, yeah.
Yeah, you...
fly me to dinner.
Your whole story. I wonder if Pilots got like a flight mixtape. They just their dads on the ground just getting there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Doing little flips and fucking dips and shit. A landing. Let me see a landing. Let me see a landing.
Yeah.
Let me see a takeoff. I'm scared of a United flight landing.
Right.
I don't even trust a nigga driving me.
I don't trust
what we doing in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the air?
Flight mixtape is hard.
But I'm going to ask, like, where can we go? How far can we go? Because if I see a menu.
What you mean?
If I see a menu about 3 hour drive from you. But 20-minute flight.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
right.
I was like, listen, man, hey, these chicharrones. You kind of got to go try them.
Hey, man. Put your plane gas in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Easy.
How much plane gas go
I
for?
Bet they're going up, too.
Mm-hmm. It's probably a lot.
Pilots, I mean, fuck,
I think
man,
you have to pay for that.
Crazy.
Like,
hell
like
yeah.
When you get a PJ and shit, like, that's in the fee, like, for the fuel.
Yeah.
It's expensive, man. Fuck.
Shit, man. Yeah, I don't know. I doubt I'm going to do it still.
You going to trust AI driving and shit, them Uber helicopters?
That's the thing.
I feel like I could trust it. I could do that. AI helicopter.
Yeah.
It's like it's less shit up there. You know what I mean? In the air, it's just, you just going, really. Put some sensors on that shit.
It's just malfunctioning.
I don't know if I trust, yeah, you know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
I think I would do that.
We found a bug in our,
yeah.
In our
true.
Fucking
code. But don't they do,
what, start
what is that shit? Autopilot?
Yeah.
Isn't that the same shit?
Same thing.
But there's a man there to just say, all right.
True. I'm taking over.
Yeah. There's a
style.
Human there.
Yeah.
I need someone there to say, all right, listen. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, is flight without Denzel?
Real talk, man.
Amen.
Real talk. You left it up to AI. They're out.
Denzel.
That was a good film, right, nigga. Right. I don't understand the flight hate, man.
Wait, people hate on it?
Hell yeah, motherfucker.
I think it's probably. Really? Yeah, I think it's probably just because, like, maybe they.
People are bigging it up very heavy.
Just the situation kind of fucked though. Like bro on crack and shit. Why he?
That's a story. We're in a world.
We're in a world.
In DZ's world.
You too can serious.
Do whatever, bro.
Too
he's serious. Flying a plane right. Fucking upside down, guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Come on.
He can be an alcoholic, nigga.
He can be an alcoholic.
It's much more normal, nigga. You know what I mean? This is where we're at.
And is that like I didn't know that was a known thing. Like cocaine sobers you up.
I didn't know that.
I wouldn't.
Like I wouldn't
have heard. Actually, I only heard from that film. Actually.
No, I've heard him many times after that.
After that,
like I was
dude,
like,
"Why do you do coke?
Sober me up."
I'm just trying to. So I got work in 2 hours. No, but I've seen it. Like after I've heard that, I'm like, "Oh shit!" Like I've seen it in movies used again. I'm like, "Oh, okay, sick." Mm. But I don't. Yeah, no, I thought it was a great film.
Yeah, I did too.
Even in Back Life, his backstory and all that. No, great film. I'm saying, yeah,
man. Imagine you doing coke and somebody asks me, "What do you do? All this energy? How do you do it?" Like, what do those people say? And truthfully, they're just off that run.
Yeah.
Grapes, nigga. Maybe in the interviews and shit, lying.
Self-help. Exercise.
Oh, just fucking under the table, just fucking shaking and shit.
He got that fucking baby powder on
him. He got that Yeti. Man, if I seen a Yeti, I'd probably ask him, like, how's it been?
What you on, man?
What you been on, man? Like,
how you stay out the way?
You know what I'm saying? How you stay? I got some questions.
Yeah, how you stay out the way, brother?
Man, I think if I could talk to any animal, like I'd have some really good questions. Like if I can have a conversation with my dog.
You do have conversations with
him. You see me have a conversation, but I don't get nothing back. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I need words.
I need words, bro.
Like,
come over here and kiss me on my hot mouth.
What is up with that?
When you're being bad boy.
Why did you do that?
What daddy do? You know what I mean? I feel it. And it's sometimes like they're just like I feel like they're a hair away
they're
from
right
the standard.
There,
like,
yeah.
Fucking, I grasp the sentiment. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
Thumbs up.
Mm-hmm. You know my energy's off
you know
right
what
now.
Yeah.
I'm not always like this, man. Like,
and they respond bad. They got the tail down and shit. Mm-hmm. They know. But they just,
true.
You know what I mean? The words. I'm just like, yeah, I need it back.
What mm-hmm. are you going to say? And I've always wondered with every pet I had, I'm like, yo, what voice would you have?
It's pretty scary, actually.
What
you ever hear
voice?
What a fucking chimpanzee supposedly would sound like?
What do you mean?
Man, real talk, man. The guy. Ever imagine what a monkey would sound like if it could speak?
Yes.
And this is a totally legit source, by the way. Researchers of Princeton University may have found out.
Dog.
I don't know why this isn't breaking news.
This is 6 years ago.
They used a monkey's grunt to simulate the monkey's vocal range.
Marry me, will you marry me, will you marry me, will you marry me, will you marry me?
I noticed the headphone removal.
I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah.
That is
Planet of the Apes.
Scary, man. I hate that I heard. I hate that I heard that.
Maybe you don't want your dog to talk to you.
Fuck no, you up. Man. I was thinking a British accent or something.
Sorry
for the mess. Man, that shit.
My apologies. My dearest apologies.
Dog, that is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, you want to hear that shit.
Yeah, no, not that. That's just scary, man.
Damn. My bad. I buried that shit in your subconscious. Yeah. It's always in the back of my shit haunting me.
Man, the thing is, man, I can relate to that, man, because why don't you go check out that duck clip I sent, man? I'd be thinking if a duck could, you know, have a laugh like this.
Mm.
Anything's possible, man.
You said this is your proof that reincarnation exists because that's a human laugh?
Yes, sir.
No way. Like, what the fuck? If I was like down bad, yeah. And I see these ducks are laughing at me, I'm like, nah, like, I'm
blowing shit out, nigga.
I'm out of here.
Dog, that is a human's laugh.
Damn.
If Brooklyn did that after you shot, I mean, all right.
Like, what are you
Go.
Oh, hell yeah. That's a little man in there, man.
Yeah, that's a man, bro.
That's crazy.
He just found out what kind of factor he at. Yeah. That's the only way to laugh about the
fan. Y'all gonna eat me and shit. All I'm doing. Come and try, fuckers.
Oh, man, that's hilarious. Man. Sometimes, yeah, that's like some Joker shit, man. Like, so fucking.
Nah, really, deadass.
You're just laughing, bro.
That isn't a scary movie somewhere.
Yep.
Jordan Peele about to use that.
Yeah.
The duck.
Crazy.
Suddenly inspired.
Yeah.
Man, this took me for a loop too, man.
Mm-mm.
What did it say? Threw me for a loop.
I didn't even hear that.
Yeah,
I don't know how scientifically this is possible. Why she pronounced this fucking word? She's trying to say blunt.
I'm just trying to roll a fucking blunt. These motherfuckers over here are fucking dry humping and shit.
Excuse me.
What the fuck is y'all doing? I'm just trying to roll a fucking blunt.
It sounds like somewhere New Yorkish.
What the fuck is y'all doing?
One more time.
I'm just trying to roll a fucking blunt. And these motherfuckers over here are fucking dry humping and shit.
California.
Yeah.
What the fuck is y'all doing?
Nah, I want to find the original video and like hear her say something else. Because that can be the only word she said like that.
Sometimes people just got that one word that just... Everyone has that, actually.
Yeah,
I can't really remember. Some people, some names.
Me?
You fuck up like 40,000 times.
Yeah.
Our boy just couldn't, for some reason, he couldn't say sausage for the life of him.
Really?
Oh God,
bro,
yeah.
He looked like perfect English until he gets to sausage. Satches. So, yeah, I'll take a one satches. Sausage. Satches.
Fuck.
Beating his ass.
Sausage.
I'll leave it at that. Yeah. That's like me with bagel.
You struggle with that shit?
Bro, I can't say bagel.
No, the end isn't the problem. It's allegedly. I catch myself saying bagel.
It's bagel.
Bagel.
It's big A.
Bagel?
Bagel.
It's bagel, yeah.
Bagel.
It's supposed to roll the A.
Bagel.
Yeah. Bagel.
Bagel.
You just move past the A.
Yeah. Bagel.
Then you don't spend too much time with A.
Bagel.
Not a bagel, yeah.
Bagel.
I'm finna bag the bagel.
Yeah. Amen. Y'all motherfucker, they had bagel day at school. Y'all ever participate?
Yeah, I never had that.
Because
they got it from a good bagel factory.
Really? Never had bagel.
I thought I was all across the nation.
Mm-mm.
I was talking to Sam. She's like, yeah, same shit.
She had a bagel?
Really?
She had bagel day.
Mm.
Maybe I missed it. Shit, I don't know.
What kind? You remember?
We had pizza.
Man.
Pizza day.
Pizza day.
Domino's sponsored? Mm.
No, it was a slimmer one. I think I want to say it was like Pizza Depot or something, or Geno's. One of those ones around the ends, you know?
It's legit.
Yeah.
We used to have a strawberry cream cheese applied on your bagel.
That's a fucking problem.
Oh, real talk. Yeah, strawberry cream. Yeah.
Yeah, remember that?
That's a fucking problem.
You remember that?
Yeah. Stupid.
I've had it before.
I think TH still got it. From
yeah, the Horton got it. Yeah.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Damn, nice.
It's over there.
T. Horton, man, he got that shit on lock.
I remember Popeyes, they still have a pie, but it's cream cheese and strawberry.
Oh, wow. Oh, like so a passion good. Flake.
Yeah.
I don't exactly. need those problems, man.
Nice. Yeah, I don't need those problems, so man. Good. I'm trying to be healthy and shit.
Yeah, for sure.
You ever just miss fucking holding a little bag of chocolate milk?
I don't know.
And you press it down and you take the straw and you just...
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Wait, well, the triangle ones.
Remember that drink, bag milk?
No, they weren't triangle. They were,
yeah, it's like a square bag, like a square pillow.
Yeah.
Was it a fucking
bag of milk?
It was very like, straw.
Oh, it was this shit. Yeah.
You just press on the table and just.
What? I remember a triangle one.
It was a disaster a lot of times.
Yeah, because a sharp.
That's so inhumane.
Oh, my God.
My child had a fucking goat.
Yeah.
Did I hear a nigga? Fucking little bag of milk for
you. Yeah. Oh my.
Did they have that in America?
Exactly. God.
Yeah. Look at that. Get some pressure in that. Holy shit.
The mess youths are always.
Oh,
the desk is ruined.
Yeah. No. I told you, man. Right. No. And sometimes leave a squirting out, man. I'm like, yo, control your bag milk.
Oh, that's bad technique. God, you can't stab it right in the middle.
Yeah. No. You gotta go on a slant. Dog, yeah, they had me, yeah, man, they feed me from the tube, man. I remember that triangle, man, damn. Oh, I guess that's where I'm getting fucked up.
What?
Because you can hold it kind of sideways, and it's fucking like a prism like that,
Side. That's the word that always fucks me up, sideways.
Sideways?
I always say sidewards.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
thank you.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Thank you.
Forwards, backwards,
backwards, forward, side. Thank you.
Yeah, leftwards, rightwards.
Bro.
As long as you know what
towards sideways, something. Yeah.
I went sidewards.
Thank you. Oh my God. This is. I'm gonna show this.
Welcome to random order. I got Jamaican to my sideways.
To my other sideways.
Yeah.
You got shut up to the leftwards, man.
Yeah.
You can say leftwards, rightwards. Okay, I'm trying here, brother. I'm trying
as
to help.
Humanity, though, we discover new words. We discover new
problems. Yeah, we need
words to solve. It's like, yo, we don't really have a sideways thing.
Mm-hmm. You know what
I mean? Like, sideways doesn't really
do its thing.
Let's hit the words.
Do its thing, yeah.
Everyone's getting on me for jamble. I'm like, why? You know exactly what I mean.
Yeah.
When did you jamble it?
Jamble it.
When did you jamble it? Everyone said, yeah, when? Wait, what the fuck? That's not a word.
Where did you jamble that word? How did you do that?
How did I do Swift.
What?
You asked me how I did it?
Yeah.
Oh, it really came out like that because, like, I'm telling you, my brain was fucked.
That was what your brain described.
Yeah, literally my brain.
That was the descriptive sound.
And I do that often. So, like, a lot of times I'll say if I'm saying two words, I'll say the start of the second letter on the first word. Get me? So if I'm saying, like, laptop phone, I'll put, like, loan. How'd you even say that?
What?
Yeah, like a.
So are you trying to say
like a letter
jumble?
Swap?
Are you trying to say jumble it?
It could
like Bustin' Jeeber.
Yeah.
Like Bustin' Jeeber.
Bustin' Jeeber. But I'll say it so serious. I'm like, yo, you're never say never by Bustin' Jeeber. And I'll just be staring at you like, what the fuck did I just say?
It was like, what'd you say?
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
No, you didn't.
It's about fucking Bustin' Jeeber. Never lie about it either.
Yeah, no. But like, sometimes like things just happen like that. So I may have been trying to say like jumble or like whatever. I said jamble.
Jumble and scramble?
Scramble too, yeah. Because you got to scramble it. Oh, I still don't know. I just knew it got mixed. Yeah. And I like had to say something quick before nigga did anything else. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I just jambled it.
When did you jamble it?
That's the best I got, my bad. When'd you do that, man? It was a very direct question.
Facts.
I needed an answer. That's all. That's all.
Man, other times you mess up your words is when you off that little slizzy.
Mm-hmm.
You might got your little Mickey Mouse with you. Little drinky. If you're at the motherfucking airport, man, you stop by the bar. You've been on flights all day. You in first class.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Amen.
No, you're not during the flight.
Yeah, fix your bags.
This is when you try to catch a flight, but you already gone. She off that shit.
No, if she falls through, I'm going to feel fucked up. Oh,
nah, that's
bro,
just...
that is crazy. That hill fucked her up.
Sometimes you're not too sure about that.
She's
just like, oh, yeah.
The dip is.
Are you okay? She didn't even answer him.
Yeah. Can they still let you fly?
Yeah, I'm just going to bed. I won't be a problem. It's like, I just need a seat. That's it. Go.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, she said yes. Okay. Yeah.
Nice.
She said that out the back of her head.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't even say that.
Embarrassment was too high. Bro.
Yeah, the nigga in the purple said that shit.
Yeah. Yep, she talked to him.
She fine. She channeled him. Her spirit got knocked out of her.
Motherfucker, back off.
Oh my god! I heard you thought you were going skydiving.
Oh shit! She told you,
and you accepted it.
Hell yeah, man! It was my birthday. Big 30 ball.
Yeah. 30 ball.
Everything was just set up for me to just believe this. And, yeah, okay, so.
Are you okay?
The night before I'm editing, yeah, I'm good. Yeah, because, okay, here we go. The night before I'm editing, Symphony's like, you know, you got to be up early tomorrow. Mm. We're doing something. I'm like, all right. Go to bed, wake up early. I'm doing a little work real quick before today. I'm not doing shit today. Mm. And she's like, all right. Let's go. I'm like, all right, what? Come on, let's go. It's time. I'm like, what are we doing? Skydiving or some shit? She's like, yep. And she just went with it.
Wow.
And then I kept asking her. She's like, yeah. And she's like, you know what I mean? I was asking too many times. She kept saying yes. I'm like, all right, and it's a rush. She's like, we got to be there at 10. Yeah. It's like 9. It's like, all right, so.
That sounds like skydiving.
There's no time to ask questions. Yeah. I just got to just get my shit together. She's like, all right, just bring light shorts up. They're going to give you the skydiving jumpsuit. I'm like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. That checks out. Okay. Bro, I'm like packing my shit off. I'm like, bro, I've spoken specifically on not skydiving and never,
literally,
never doing it. Man, I was crazy. I'd never fucking skydive.
Literally,
what are the chances? Wow. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Too much of a chance to die. But then I thought she just did this for my birthday, so I'm not trying to be mean. It's just I don't want to ruin your plans for my birthday.
Ruin my plans? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to fuck you up on my birthday. You know what I mean? So I'm just, all right, we'll go with it. I'm just. Fucking, I grab my passport, nigga. They're probably gonna need identification, nigga. Just right here. No, I was a Canadian man, 30 years old Canadian man.
Oh my!
I left my
so-and-so. I was like thinking, shit. I'm like, I can't tell anyone right now. They'd be like, don't go. It's fucking stupid. Yeah. Like, I don't want too much people worrying. This shit. I need that energy. So I'm just like, all right. I guess
let's get it.
I'm like jumping out of the plane in my head over and over again. I'm like, I mean, running through the stats and shit. I'm like, I don't really hear about fucking. Skydiving deaths every day and shit. Like, I never, you know, you would have heard, oh, Florida man, you know, he's skydives and dies and shit.
Yeah. I'd have to see some reviews.
Really hear that. I'm sure these guys are trained professionals. I'm sure they got backup shoes and shit. This is all right through my mind. So it's a quiet ass car ride. I don't even know where I was. I'm just like, I'll just do it. And I'm just telling niggas after I land on the ground and shit.
Yeah.
And then I'm asking her questions. I don't want to ask too much, you know what I mean, and ruin it and shit. I'm just. Like, they're going to put us in one clump. we going down in one clump.
I've seen vids and shit.
I just woke up, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm still waking up here. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I've seen people like diving twos and threes. Mm-hmm. And then my concern is like, yo, this is a roll. This is a life. This is a dice roll. And your fucking life is on the line. You know what I mean?
You're going to just.
every single time. So I'm like, yo, I don't want to, you know what I mean? Play Russian roulette twice.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm going down
in
one clump. She's down in another clump. There's too many chances for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just, you know what I mean? So I'm just asking these questions. Like, yeah, we're fine. We're fine. We'll be fine. I'm like, okay, cool. I'll just.
Six.
Cruising, going. And then we pull up to a spa. Holy fuck. But in my head, I already accepted. Hell, y'all, I'm going to jump out of plane. Nigga's going to be good. We're going to be all right.
Yeah.
I just accepted it, and I felt like I fucking jumped out of a plane, and then I got to the spa, and it was just the most fucking relaxed massage I ever had in my life.
Nice.
I'm just like, nigga,
that's
it's a good birthday on the ground. It's a good day to be on the ground, man.
Damn, that's
that was a thrill.
That's hilarious,
Hilarious. That's crazy.
That's a good story.
That fucked me up.
That's gonna be a story. And now
I'm not gonna. I never fucking go skydiving, nigga. Yeah. Now for sure, they already went. They already.
Oh, I did that.
I already flirted with the idea. That was already too much.
Oh man,
bro said I mentally skydove already.
Bro, I was like thinking, should I leave on my bank password and shit, like, on my desk? I was like, I had to my books up, scratch down the password or something, just to, you know how.
Leave me a code. I'll figure it out. So,
my code is one of the fucking password to my password box.
Holy shit! I could imagine. I just never crack it. I'm down bad playing the harmonica.
I know he at least got to fit the ball. You just beating the safe up? What the fucking password, you bitch ass nigga?
Yo. Hey, man. That's how it goes, man.
Oh, man.
Nah, that's what it is.
Man, it's been a very swell episode. Facts. Episode 127 of the Random Order Show. Good times, man. Good times. We'd like to wrap it up by saying hit www.randomorder.org. Get merched up. Amen. We got red hot designs coming at you left and right. You don't want to miss it. Mm. We also want to wrap this up with our ring camera video of the week.
Of course.
It's a little classic.
Of course.
You might have seen this shit.
I've never seen this shit.
Oh, yo. Pussy wall. Where I come so fast for?
This is when you bend a corner.
His guts are in his back.
Yeah, that's bad, man. That's bad. That's bad.
Don't the nigga is how.
I feel bad for him.
Yeah, and that's good. Not his crib. Oh, man.
Oh, this is his base. Let's right back.
No, yo, one's gonna help.
Nah, that's crazy. Yeah,
rewrite it. Last time.
I don't know. He's coming in so hot.
Yo, we can't show this.
Yeah, no, the rest is bad.
Yo, oh, pause it. Last scary. Time, one more time, but just let's pay attention to this nigga sounds like a jet. Do you guys not hear the
missile, real talk, coming in hot?
It's right there, bro.
Yo, hey, man, honestly, I wouldn't wish it on any child, man. Yeah, I hope my man is doing. I'm sure he's about 22. Nigga drives a nice car. His life is all right.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
His chest still probably hurts right
here. Yeah,
when you do this. But I'm sure he's.
Jeez,
I'm sure he's A-okay, man.
Yeah, man. Slow down on the electric bikes. Don't charge them all the way, dude.
But it's electric.
Yeah. Holy
shit. Yeah, you got to read that manual, man.
Yeah.
Real talk.
Fuck.
We out.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.